A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's choice for 100 years.
Peace in Vietnam was initialed by Dr. Henry Kissinger.
Didn't inhale and never tried it again.
We're having an aftershock right now.
We're feeling it.
We're the station for breaking news, traffic and weather together, and conversation about important stories. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Thank you for 100 years of trust from KSL News Radio.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a partly cloudy sky. It is 84 degrees. KSL's top story. We're learning more about the Buffalo, New York shooting that left 10 dead on Saturday. Police now say the suspect in the shooting first cased the grocery store back in March. We have team coverage of the shooting, the investigation, the reaction here in Utah. We begin with KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
This afternoon, Buffalo Police Commissioner Joseph Grimaglia said the 18-year-old suspect visited the Tops Friendly Market a few months ago. He says the white gunman accused of a racist rampage at the supermarket planned to keep killing people if he had escaped the scene. He says this investigation will be ongoing because the suspect had such a large digital footprint. The accused gunman has pleaded not guilty. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Utah has a couple of laws on the books aimed at preventing guns from getting into the hands of those in crisis. Team coverage on the Buffalo shooting continues. Here's KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Utah has a safe harbor gun law allowing law enforcement to temporarily hold guns. Another law allows people experiencing a mental health crisis to put themselves on a no-purchase gun list. Representative Steve Ellison passed that law and says, while hindsight is always 20/20, he hopes people will think of this like asking a friend not to drink and drive.
If you let me hold your keys, then when you're to a point where you may not be thinking as rationally, you won't be put in a potentially dangerous situation.
Ellison says laws like these could be used by a mental health professional to educate those leaving inpatient settings. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
In the wake of the Buffalo shooting, some Republican lawmakers in Washington are under fire for echoing the suspect's twisted ideology.
New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik is calling the Buffalo shooting an act of evil as her office aggressively pushes back against sharp criticism that the third highest ranking House Republican embraced a false conspiracy theory now at the center of the deadly shooting. In a campaign ad last year, Stefanik baselessly claimed Democrats plan to grant amnesty to 11 million immigrants to, quote, overthrow the current electorate. The ad invokes the racist theory called the Great Replacement. In a 180-page document, the Buffalo shooting suspect said the false right-wing conspiracy theory motivated his deadly attack. Faith Abube, ABC News, Washington.
KSL News Time 302. The FBI is investigating a shooting at a California church Sunday as a possible hate crime. That's according to Orange County Sheriff Don Barnes.
Based on information we've collected, and I'm not going to go into the details of that evidence, was a politically motivated hate incident, a grievance that this individual had between himself and the Taiwanese community.
Police identified the suspect as 68-year-old David Chow, a Chinese immigrant and U.S. citizen living in Vegas. The church has a largely Taiwanese congregation. One person was killed in the attack. Another five were wounded. Police in South Salt Lake are looking for three more suspects connected to a deadly shooting earlier this month. 27-year-old Romeo Stevens was shot multiple times outside the Winco on 21st South. Police consider these three suspects armed and dangerous. A new report says Utah is spending less on its kids. This report comes from a nonprofit called the Utah Foundation.
The Utah Foundation says their report looks at how well the state is focusing on the physical and mental needs of the next generation. The report says the amount of money Utah invests in parks and recreation has been declining over recent years, although Utah is still one of the top-ranked states nationwide when it comes to parks and recreation spending. The report also says spending on public education has decreased. Utah is below the national average in terms of school spending.
KSL News Radio's Martha Harris. The report does say the decrease could be related to the declining birth rate in Utah. The FDA is about to announce plans to get baby formula from overseas. Here's Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
This is principally an issue of production more than goods movement, but anytime we see an indication that goods movement is becoming a limiting factor, we'll do anything we can to tear down obstacles.
Buttigieg says the Transportation Department could roll back restrictions on truckers' hours in order to get baby formula to the stores, but first, somebody has to supply the formula. Senator Mike Lee is finalizing a proposal he says would ease the baby formula shortage. KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson has more.
It's called the Fixing Our Regulatory Mayhem Upsetting Little Americans Act, a.k.a. the Formula Act, designed to remove federal limitations on formula imports. Senator Lee feels this is a real solution for American families, and he's getting ready to present it to Congress this afternoon.
It's hard for me to imagine why anyone would be opposed to this, because these are safe measures that we could undertake to help us address the problem in real time.
The act would also allow WIC families to use any kind of available formula, not just specific brands.
The question is whether Congress will vote in favor of Senator Lee's proposal that relaxes federal formula rules. KSL News Time 3:05. The early Monday rush. Let's take a look. Ricky Meese is here. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I saw Firestarter this weekend on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a horror movie.
Yeah.
If there's a movie and at the end my wife and I turn our heads toward each other, lower our chins, and stare at each other with one eye, that's the worst review imaginable.
Oh, thanks for the warning.
The neck pivot happened for this one, I'm just telling you.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, some people have no, you know, it's going to appeal to some people. That's the thing.
But
I'm
it?
Glad you, you know, there is this odd little group out there that loves that sort of stuff. Yeah, they'll binge it no matter what.
What's going on the road?
So quiet, Jeff. I-15 looking really good right now, north and southbound in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties, and unusually light traffic volumes on all the valley freeways. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
My Minute of News is up next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.